In James Hilton's classic 1933 work, Lost Horizon, the central character, Hugh Conway, unexpectedly finds himself in a remote Tibetan land called Shangri-La. He soon discovers that the inhabitants of this domain are playing by a different set of rules, for sickness, aging, and death are rare phenomena. The High Lama of the monastery, for example, informs Conway that as a result of secret anti-aging practices, he has been alive for more than 250 years. Soon after arriving, Conway finds himself attracted to Lo Sen, an enchanting 19-year-old Chinese girl who plays music each evening for the resident monks. He eventually learns that the girl longs to escape from Shangri-La. Despite her comfortable existence in paradise, she yearns for the experience of contrast that Shangri-La, with its absence of suffering, aging, and death, cannot provide. Conway, his younger associate, and Lo Sen leave Shangri-La on a treacherous journey back to civilization. We do not learn their fate until the epilogue, when it is revealed that Conway has been brought to a mission hospital in China by an old, frail woman who immediately succumbs to a feverish illness. Leaving Shangri-La has unmasked the woman's real age, which is over 100 years old. We are left only to imagine the ultimate destiny of Hugh Conway. As long as human beings have existed, we have dreamt of lands like Shangri-La. And yet Shangri-La is not a place. It is a state of consciousness in which one lives in a timeless reality, where all material things are experienced as endless transformations of energy and intelligence, where suffering, aging, entropy, and even death do not exist. While such a place may at first seem desirable, the story of Shangri-La reminds us that as human beings we require contrast, meaning, and purpose for our lives to be worth living. According to Ayurveda, human lifespan depends upon our collective consciousness. In Vedic mythology, human consciousness goes through 4 cycles, known in Sanskrit as yugas. In each yuga, the lifespan of human beings changes. In the first cycle, known as Sat Yuga, 75% of people are living enlightened lives, and therefore most people live a very long time. If we are to believe the Old Testament, people, as exemplified by Methuselah, can live to 1,000 years of age in Sat Yuga. The second yuga is called Dwarpa Yuga. In this age, about 50% of people are in a higher state of consciousness. In Dwarpa Yuga, the average lifespan is purported to be about 500 years. The third cycle of time is called Treta Yuga. In this age, 25% of people are in higher states of consciousness, and the average lifespan is supposed to be 250 years. Finally, we come to the fourth cycle, known as Kala Yuga, in which only a handful of people are experiencing higher states of consciousness. According to Ayurveda, this is our current age. But even in Kala Yuga, the average lifespan is supposed to be 100 years, so most human beings are not even reaching their full potential in Kala Yuga. This stage is sometimes referred to as the age of darkness because people are experiencing such a small fraction of their vast mental and physical potential. Critics may dismiss these theories as part of mythology, but as Joseph Campbell, the distinguished explorer of mythology, once said, "Mythology contains more truth than history." Mythology expresses the greatest aspirations, desires, and ambitions of the collective imagination. The time may be coming when we can fulfill these aspirations. The theory of collective consciousness states that if just 1% of people were experiencing higher states of consciousness, there would be a completely different expression of society. Everything would change. The crime rate would plummet, hospital admissions would fall, and people would live healthier and longer lives. After billions of years of evolution, life is beginning to divulge its innermost secrets. Biological intelligence carried in the genetic code has created a human being that is now capable of exploring its own origins. Modern scientists, unraveling the human genome, are deciphering the alphabet of life. We all hope that with this new technology, we will better understand and intervene in illness and aging. Technology itself is neutral. It is neither inherently good or bad. How we use technology is a reflection of our collective consciousness. As the science of genetics evolves, we may be able to substantially extend life and ensure that more and more people are able to live out their full potential. It is critical that we raise our awareness so we can collectively make choices that are most evolutionary for individuals, the human species, and the global ecology. Jonas Salk, the great biologist and developer of the first polio vaccine, expressed the brilliant insight that if we are to survive as a species, we must move beyond the Darwinian concept of survival of the fittest to a new paradigm, survival of the wisest. The principles and practices offered in this audiobook are dedicated to such a high purpose.